I have a question for you to start things off today. What do you do when you're at home and you get hungry? Do you go to the fridge or the freezer and get something you're in the mood for? Okay, time for question number two for you. What if your fridge or freezer was empty? Well, that's the reality that many families in New Jersey face every day and why they rely on food pantries for food assistance. Which brings us to question number three. Sorry to make you work this time of the day. What if you went to your local food pantry and nothing was there? Well, that also is an increasing challenge many food pantries work to prevent. My first guest today recently presented a hunger summit to examine this issue in Northwest New Jersey and the actions which can and need to be taken. He is the founder of Sparta Mountain Day as well as co-founder of the Sparta Farmers Market, Sparta Community Gardens, and Tour de Farm New Jersey, Mitch Morrison. Hello, Mitch.
Hey, Chris. How are you?
Thanks for being here today. SpartaFarmersMarket.org, TourdeFarmNJ.com. Of course, we have those links over to our website as well for your reference and hopefully for you to visit and learn more about this and related issues that we are talking about. So, as I mentioned, you recently held a hunger summit. What was the purpose? What were the goals of that get-together?
Yeah, thanks, Chris, for having me on and talking about this important subject. In April of this year, I had the opportunity to have a tour of the Sussex County Pantry, and Rita Oroho and Carol Norbert gave me a tour. And I was just stunned by the fact that so many people are hungry, so many people are without food. You know, in the 26 years I'm in Sussex County, I had no idea. And here, you know, I'm a guy who helps run a farmer's market and does a huge bicycling food event. And I figured if I didn't have any idea about this, then there's a lot of other people who had no idea about this. So the purpose of the summit was to get all the organizations that are doing incredible things together and talk about it. How best can we work together? You know, how best can we connect? And that was the purpose of the summit.
Because I know the county food pantry, SCARC, they have there, and during the school year, the Champions of Charity, they have these 1-2-day events. The problem is, the problem just doesn't last those 1 to 2 days, and the 1 to 2 days don't answer the problem.
They do not, and there's so, I just want to emphasize, there's so many incredible people like the Champions of Charity, all the food drives that are going on, and the various participants in the summit that we had this past Monday at the Sussex County Community College, and they're doing awesome work. It was my perception, and I think it's true, is that if we work together a little better, then we could really really help eliminate the hunger in the area.
And if you wonder for New Jersey, these are numbers from the Community Food Bank in New Jersey. Out of all the numbers out there in the surveys, this is really the most detailed and focuses strictly on New Jersey. In the state, 91% of people say they feed as many or more people as in the previous year. 60% say they saw an increase in demand of food. This is for the food pantries. 28% say they had to turn away clients, as I mentioned in the introduction, which is something the food pantries desperately don't want to do. 42% of those say they occasionally or frequently had to turn clients away because they ran out of food. And as far as for the residents of the state, 90% say that they are, as defined by income and food availability and what they could purchase, are food insecure. 74% of people of food pantry clients live below the poverty line, and 56% receive SNAP benefits. But even with those SNAP benefits, Mitch, there's still that food insecurity. Those people make the assumption, those who have, make the assumption that, well, there's federal programs that take care of everything. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, there are federal programs that take care of some of it and some state programs, but it's mainly private programs, and it's mainly the community organizations that were involved in the summit that helps people and feed the hungry. You know, the more I learn about it, Chris, and I'm on a learning scale right with you as well, you know, I'm meeting with NorwestCAP, I'm meeting with SCARC, I'm meeting with Project Self-Sufficiency. I'm just stunned by it that there are so many people, and it's a taboo subject. I mean, our neighbors can be food insecure, and we just don't know it. Nobody wants to talk about it, and that's the thing. So, you know, all the numbers that you put out there are probably true, but there might even be greater than that, actually.
Yeah, it's one of those, they suffer in silence out of shame, out of embarrassment, whatever the case may be, out of pride. And I've spoken with many people from the county pantry, SCARC, and elsewhere. A lot of people who used to be the donators are now coming in to be the recipients.
Yes, that's true. That's absolutely true. And what's really interesting in the last two weeks or so since I've been reaching out to various organizations after our meeting, there's so many people that want to step up right now. We have a restaurant group in the Sussex County area, including Salt and Crow's and Upstream Grill. They're calling themselves the New Jersey Culinary Collaboration. They've agreed for free to cook any food for free that comes into their restaurant, as long as we know that it's going to the people in need. So we're getting all these people, and the churches are involved. We have Mancuso Salon that is offering their workers for volunteers. We have the Mitchell Agency in Newton offering their workers for volunteers. We have the Center for Prevention actually offering their workers for volunteers to help get the food. So I don't know if you know what gleaning is, Chris?
I've heard the term, but I'm not sure the definition.
It's an old term, and we have a group of people called Local Share, and they're part of the Food Shed Alliance. And what they do is they volunteer and they go to farms, and if you ask a farmer, about 20 to 30% of their crop never gets picked. So for whatever reasons, they can't get to it. These people actually go to the farms, and they pick the fruits and the vegetables, and then they bring them to the food pantries. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to get a whole system together whereby we have the food going to the restaurants, and then from the restaurants, people like SCARC actually deliver food. Did you know that SCARC delivers to 350 families?
That's incredible. I know that the Meals on Wheels program is extremely strained and maxed out as far as their people power in the vehicles, and that's something else we're talking with Mitch Morrison about his recent Eliminate Hunger Summit. He's also the founder of Sparta Mountain Day, co-founder of the Sparta Farmers Market, Sparta Community Gardens, and Tour de Farm New Jersey, SpartaFarmersMarket.org, TourdeFarmNJ.com, here on Issues and Ideas. That's something else that maybe more people power, not just in the professional and the community organization realm, but the person listening right now can... Too many people easily dismiss themselves as part of the solution by saying, well, how much could I possibly do? If you were able to drive a Meals on Wheels vehicle for a couple of hours a week, you'd make a difference.
Yeah, and there are so many opportunities right now. And like we said, like we agree, the summit just brought all these people together, and the ideas are just sparking right now. So we're really excited about all the things that we can do. Am I allowed to give out my email address on
your
race savings? So if you could contact me, I'm going to put you in contact with the proper organizations and the proper people. My name is Mitch Morrison, and my email address is mitchell.morrison@mac.com. mitchell.morrison@mac.com. If you email me, I will put you in contact. We're looking for volunteers. We're looking for food. We're looking for help. And we will put you in contact with the right people, and you will love what you're going to do.
You mentioned how the Center for Prevention is offering people power and volunteers and the physical help. They've been instrumental in the creation of those 24/7 no longer need a prescription drop-off boxes are found at police stations throughout northwest New Jersey. Wonder if a similar idea for food drop-off points would be something feasible, where you have businesses, real estate offices, high traffic areas, where you have just large boxes, decorative as possible, so they sort of blend in and they're attractive and eye-catching, where people could drop off any time of the day or night.
Yeah, food stable items. That's correct.
Yeah.
So there's actually a few different locations right now, and I apologize, Chris, I don't have the locations on my fingertips are written down, but there are some locations. If somebody emails me, I'll get you those locations.
So that's, again, for you who is listening, and you always put yourself off the team, and you're sitting on the bench thinking, what can I do? Well, get your local supermarket insert or supplement. Take a look at some of the things there. How much is a can of tuna? How much is one of those Knorr's side dish bags of rice? You can get so many things for a buck, couple of bucks each. Chef Boyardee, obviously nutrition stuff. You don't want to get some of the ramen noodle stuff like that, which is so loaded in sodium, you're just sort of defeating the purpose. But for a buck or two, do it every couple of weeks. Keep the momentum going, because you go to the supermarket anyway, so you're going to be buying food and hopefully nutritious stuff for yourself as well, that you make a difference with that $1 or $2. If everyone listening right now throughout the state, and this isn't just a problem limited to northwest New Jersey, by the way, if you're listening all throughout the state, and we just get the momentum going, and you get into the habit of, okay, I'm getting this for me, that for me, and get that one little extra for the food pantry in my neighborhood. A lot of the stress and strain that the food pantries are feeling, and I gave you the stat before about how there are food pantries who, when someone comes up to them, more and more often, they have to start saying, no, we don't have anything. You have to come back another day. That number can go down. And the people who are food insecure, that can also go down. And they can get back on their feet, focus, and reestablish themselves financially and keep themselves and their family, the children as well, high in nutrition. And it really is all dependent upon the people power. And it doesn't take a lot of money to...
No, it does not. We're not looking to build a new infrastructure. We're using the people that are available right now and all the incredible organizations that are trying to fight this, and we're going to fight it together.
So, Mitch, give your email address one more time.
Sure. It's my name is Mitch. Last name is Morrison. It's Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L, dot Morrison, M-O-R-R-I-S-O-N, and the number 5, at Mac, M-A-C, dot com.
Time to step up and make a difference in your community, because your neighbor might be one of those people, your family member might be one of those people you don't know about, but you might just be helping them out as well. He's also the founder of Sparta Mountain Day, co-founder of the Sparta Farmers Market, Sparta Community Gardens, Tour de Farm, New Jersey. Mitch Morrison, thanks for helping us understand, helping us organize, helping us give a damn, and thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much, Chris. I really appreciate you putting the good word out.